But to God be all the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hey. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a day. So that's being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it over and heal. Help me say it.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear.
But you created me
to worry.
Ask you to make me worry.
So I'm
leave it all right here.
You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad. Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad. Yeah. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God you didn't write me off.
Because of my bad.
I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You loved me through my good
and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You loved me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve.
You loved me through my bad.
After falling,
you loved me.
Every blessing and request that you granted, Lord,
because of my past.
You withheld with mercy and abandoned.
You loved me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. Keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You
keep on
loving me.
Loving.
You keep
on
loving me.
Loving.
You keep right on,
keep on
loving me.
Loving.
Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. Through the lessons learned, you show me.
Loving.
We disobey,
loving.
We run away from you. Bring shame to your name, but your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children you'll always be there. Through every slip, through all of our issues, you could have been finished, you could have been gone, but you put up with me. Keep on teaching me. All my good and my bad. You love me through my good and through my bad. Oh, didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and bad. I say this prayer. I say this prayer. I say this prayer. I
we were still there. I'm so glad that God was still here. A sinner's prayer. I'm so glad that God is still here. A sinner's prayer.
To the church door on a Sunday morning, stood outside contemplating whether I should come through the door. You see, a lot of folks know me from way back when. People who holding me to all those passes, but I know all have sinned and come short of His glory. Yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell the story. Yeah.
I could have been dead.
Could have been dead.
In my grave.
Oh, oh, yeah.
But God blessed me to see
another day. And even when I don't know,
even when I did wrong, He was still there. Sin. Oh, I just want my name written
See God save me, yeah, from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side. My soul, but now it's just a cigarette in the cold. Gave me a second chance, save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help. You don't know why I love them like I do. That's when my enemy said I was true. He took me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid His hands on me, and now I can't stop. To me.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
One more.
Tell them, Sap. Let's go. I've been through some storms. I've seen trying days. And I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never wanna leave. Tried to block me,
yeah.
And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down. Down on my knees and pray, because nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have your touch. At this moment alone, I need your love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never wanna leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Oh.
You and me forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Hey.
Every day.
Just
keep me in your love. It's gonna be you and me.
It is.
You can be forever.
Forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Every day.
Just
it's gonna be
in all your love.
It's gonna be all me. We'll smile up in the street. No collard greens to eat it. Mama still work from 3 to 3 to 3. We go make it. Check the check. Chain the chain. Check the check. The prayer, prayer. The EBT. The EBT. The equal free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in the chick top. Yeah. I'm in the chick top.
To the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. We welcome just the grace, mercy, peace in Christ Church of the Parent Division of the KPL family. And we say welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Now, at this time, we're going to ask the First Lady of GMPCC and the pastor of the Church Without Walls to pray us in on tonight's service. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now.
Father God, we come before you.
Yes, Lord.
God, just asking for your grace and mercy, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Asking that you would clean us, Lord God, from the inside out, Father God.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that you would do a new work in our mind, heart, body, and spirit, Father God. God, as we come today, God, we just come saying thank you. We come giving you praises, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for, Lord God, allowing us to see this day, Father.
Come on. But
nobody saw this day before it came today, God.
That's right.
And so, God, we thank you for it, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that on today you've been blessing, God, that you've been keeping, God. You've been showing us, Lord God, just exactly who you are, God, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father God. And we say thank you, God.
Yeah.
God, we come, Lord God, lifting up those who are sick and shut in, who are not able to get out on today, God. God, allow them to hear this word, Lord God. Let it be food for their spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would have your way. God, and we ask, Lord God, that you would touch the man of God on today, Father God. God, that you would open him up, Lord God. Pour a word in him, Lord God. Lord God, and as he pour it out, God, let him be blessed as it comes in and as it leaves, Father. And God, we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the word on today. And we just come with expectation, God. Lord God, and we say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Come on now. Ooh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Well, this evening, I'll try not to be long because today we've been it was a long day. Mm-hmm. Very long day. But we're gonna make it through it because we're still here and we made it to the podcast on time, right? Mm-hmm. So we're coming from two parts of the Bible. One Old Testament, one New Testament. Mm-hmm. We come from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10 to 13. And then the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelations, chapter 4, verse 11. And tonight's title is, Know Who is the Boss. Know who is the boss. And so while you get your bookmarkers out, you're doing those two chapters, those two books, amen? Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask the woman of God, how was your day? Okay.
It's been a trying week.
Well.
I thank God for being a keeper. I thank him for being a mind regulator.
Yes, sir.
I thank him for, Lord God, giving us stability in an unstable place.
Come on now.
I thank him for it. So I'm going to say with all of those things, we thank God that we are his children on today.
Amen for that.
Amen.
And it's funny that you say that, thank God that we are his children. And some of his kids need to be reminded of who they belong to. You know, in First Peter, he said, know that you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Mm-hmm. And you know, the woman of God and I, we was watching The Chosen. It was an Amazon Prime series, and look, I was glued to it. I just couldn't wait till she get home so we could finish watching it because it enlightened me on some aspects of what it was to live back in those times. And I'm saying that was the greatest time ever to live, to be front row seat with the Messiah, to see him in the flesh, to smell him, to see him eye to eye, you know, and those who've been touched by him. And then he said it right before the last episode that we watched, that it wasn't really his power. It was the anointing. It was the person's faith, which really healed them. Mm-hmm. See, you've been scolding in your ear day after day, day after day. You unclean, stay here. And you want to be part of the law and part of the rule, not knowing that the people that uphold the law and the rule have the anointing to heal you, but chose not to do so. I can't hear nobody up in here. You know, I mean, why the Messiah had to come down to show us the way. He had to come down to show us the way because time and time again, people lost their way. Mm-hmm. Time and time again, people loses their way. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it is so easy to lose your way in today's society with the million to one distraction. Mm-hmm. With the million and one things to pull you away from things. Mm-hmm. The million and one things to catch your eye. I remember as a child growing up, I don't know what religion it is. I'm sure it's the religion that that the one the guy came from, that they weren't allowed to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. Because there are spirits inside the movies. And I'm just like, there are spirits everywhere, not just at the movies, but they eliminated certain parts of their life because they already had enough trouble as it is dealing with the things already about life. Mm-hmm. Now, this is before cell phones and the internet even came about. Mm-hmm. Now, here we got the internet and all this stuff at just one click away. And you could be in trouble. See, when Christ came up, they didn't have no internet. They had a cell phone. They didn't even have cars. They didn't have no CB radio. They didn't have AM, FM radio, let alone satellite radio. Come on, somebody. They had just a prayer mouth. If you want somebody to get know something, you had to send it by letter and had it. They didn't even have the Pony Express invented then. Mm-hmm. So somebody had to go deliver that letter. Now, something might happen, let's say on Monday, by the time the person gets the letter, they probably get it the following Tuesday. A whole 7 days have passed. Right? Mm-hmm. So you're really behind the eight ball. And so if you knew that Jesus was coming to town, whoo, and you just not hearing about it on Tuesday, you got to ask, well, when did he come to town? Oh, he's still here? People have left their homes desolate just to be in his presence. Amen. Would you have done that? I know I would have. I know I would have. And with today's society, you got the cell phones and stuff, people would have definitely catch him healing somebody. Right? Amen. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking the lines of that. You know, come on, Lord. We need to get back in tune of being in tune. Just like when a person playing a piano and a person who knows how to tune it can hear that the keys is off sound or is not playing right, they have to tune it up. Like a person who plays the guitar. Uh-huh. No, the strings ain't right or it's loose.
Right.
They had to tighten it up.
Amen.
Just like the person playing the drums. They know the drums, they done beat it up so much, they got to tighten it up again. They got to make it real tight. Just like a person driving a car, and their car is going left, and they're trying to steer it to the right, because they need a wheel on them, so they have to tighten it up. They have to tune it up. Right? Amen. Isaiah 41. Verse 10 to 13, and the reason is thus, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Mm-hmm. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee mm-hmm. with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were in incense against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be what as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Verse number 12, thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It's bad enough that the people who don't follow Christianity, who are not trying to live the Christian life, get on your nerve and will test your faith. let alone the people in the house of faith, the house of God, testing your faith. You know, everybody got their 2 cents in Christianity. Mm-hmm. I told a gentleman today, and I started to tell you earlier, that I'm the guy, he a bishop, and he sent me a link. Mm-hmm. I clicked on the link. He said that he's a nonprofit organization, and he's giving out $5,000 in scholarships. But guess what's the catch 22?
Right.
You got to buy his book first. So I said, well, it'd be nice that we link up and fellowship together. He said, well, why would I sign an agreement? I started to shoot back and say, why would I buy your book? Right? If you're giving out scholarship, give it out. But why somebody got to buy your book first for them to be on the list? Bishop. Look how we try to sell and manipulate the house of faith with our own, it's not insecurities, with our own mess. If it was meant for you to sell and for your books to be sold, God will find a way with no hiccup. Amen. And if it ain't being sold, then there's something wrong with it. It ain't your time yet. But before you try to use your platform for which God has given you, because let me tell you something. that's one thing that's not earned. Okay, I got quiet ahead. Let me say it again. That's one type of occupation that cannot be earned. You could go to school all you want, but if you wasn't called, you didn't earn those stars and stripes. All because you got your doctorate in theology. That don't mean nothing. Am I talking wrong here? Talk to me. So before I go any further, let's go to Revelations 4:11. Let me go to Revelations 4:11, because the word also says, "To many are called, but a few are chosen." Right? I'm talking to myself over here. Well, I'm asking a question. Does the word say a many are called, but a few are chosen? So Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Listen. Yeah, you might be making 6 figures. You might be making 7 or 8 figures. Yeah, you might be a politician. Yeah, you make new friends in high places. But at the end of the day, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your friend in high places is not higher than my God. Okay? Just because you know such and such know this person, such and such know that person, you can pull all the strings you want, but by the end of the day, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He told me, fear not. Because I am your Lord, thy God. I will hold you what? In my left hand, and what? Do with my hand of righteousness, my right hand of righteousness. So you can slap me. I'm going to tell the other cheek, so you slap the other cheek. You can be stupid if you want to. But the Lord gave me a pass on that, to slap you back. Now, if you're trying to do something like that from afar, right, be careful what you start. Because let me spit this at you. One, he said, touch not my anointing. Right? Mm-hmm. Two, he said, do my prophet no harm. Then he said, three, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But one thing for certain, I'm going to see it form. I'm going to see it coming at me. But at the same time, be not dismayed. Be not what? He said, be not dismayed. And be not what? Fear. Right? For I am the Lord thy God. I'm with you. So that goes right back to Psalms 23. Hey, what Psalms 23 says? What? The Lord is my strength. What?
Psalms 23 is the Lord is my shepherd.
Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He gives me the light of the green pastures.
Well, what's the main one I like? Come on, keep going.
He leads me beside still waters.
Though I walk through the valley of death, the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how the world is today. You can go left, right, straight, or do a 360. Shadow of death is all around. Can't hear nobody up in here. We just finished cleaning house.
Amen.
We just finished cleaning the house. And let me tell you, it was a weight of lifted off of me. And it shows the woman of God. But she just don't be worried, baby. Know that God got our back. And at the end of the day, no man, no woman on this planet, not even your husband, can give you the peace beyond all understanding. Not even your husband can suffice you and please you and give you the grace and mercy like the Lord thy God. Not even your husband can hold you up with the up hand. Because what? Because we all fall short of the glory.
Amen.
And I wouldn't want you to depend on me anyway, because that one time that you really need me to do it, I couldn't do it. Because I might need you to do that for me. So instead of me doing it for each other, let's keep each other uplifted. Keep ye lifted up, right?
Yeah.
So that we can get what we need to get from the Lord. Just keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. Keep on pushing. And that's one thing I wanted to say. I'm trying to get it. Trying to find it, man. Adios, man. Come on. I don't lost my train of thought. See? Oh. So, like I said, we cleaned house. Mm-hmm. And somebody been in my heart that I had to let go, but it was a lesson that had to be learned. Mm-hmm. And the person reached out to me today. And because of what the Lord just gave me today, I'm going to allow him back into the fellowship. And if you guess the person right name, then it's right. It's going to be so. You know who I'm talking about, woman of God.
AJ.
No. Okay. You're guessing. You're guessing. Don't guess. Search the spirit.
Lord, God didn't give me anything to
you. Evangelist Jaffe.
Okay.
So we're going to allow him back into this fellowship. Do you agree or disagree? But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, you got to have order. When Christ came on earth, he still had to have order. And some things people want him to do, he said he could not do it, even though he could have done it. Right? Mm-hmm. He couldn't do it because he had to stay in order in the perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. We as Christians, when I say Christians, I'm talking about the people that believe in Christ, and that Christ was born of the Virgin. He died and rose on the third day, and he received on back to heaven, and he's coming back again. Those people I'm looking for, right? We have to keep in our minds Romans 12, 1, 2, and even verse 3. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service. Then catch 22 in this one. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Then verse 3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now this afternoon we did 12 o'clock with my nephew. And right after that presentation, he said, I don't understand how people will be humble women and then they get the money and they lose themselves. I said, well, because it was never within them. Humble stuff is not taught. It's within you. And then most people think they arrive and can overcome anybody because they got a little bit of change. No. If you're humble being broke, you'll be humble being rich. If you're I was about to say something. If you was a jerk or an idiot being broke, you can be a jerk and an idiot being rich.
Just more of it.
Right. More transparent of it. More fluent with it. Because now you think you're untouchable. Mm-hmm. But here we see in verse 3 in Romans 12, it says soberly. That's another term of saying being humble. Mm-hmm. You're not being drunken by anything that will overshadow you from being other than a Christian. And the one thing I know for certain that I know from reading the Bible and seeing what thus saith the Lord, and then watching this Chosen, it just reiterated to me how humble the Lord was. But then I could still question some things that he did. Now, the Lord's God said, he never said that we couldn't question him. He never said we couldn't never ask him no questions. And the one thing that he never said not to do is what we don't do. And the one thing that he said not to do is the thing that we do. And then we try to make a pass of it. Yeah, I know Christ is saying all about love, but there still come rules with that love.
Amen.
There still come rules with that love. And this is what it says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. It said, be decent and in order. I'm not saying that I'm going to help somebody out. Because I use the term entertain. And some things that, you know, the woman guys get on that did entertain just it was straight humor. She didn't like it. So I had to stop doing that. But the things that we entertain is not humorous, it's damning us. Did we not just read what we said, what he said in Isaiah? You can't expect the Lord to uphold you in righteousness when you're not upholding righteousness yourself. But you entertaining something that's completely opposite of righteousness. I can't hear nobody up in here.
Amen.
And you wonder why you catching so much hell. No, don't get confused when you're going through trials and tribulation and you try to get to the end of the rainbow versus you catching hell and you don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. It's a big difference.
Yes, it is.
That feeling of being trialed and tribulations and being tested is completely different than when your butt's catching hell. And you don't know what for or how or why. Mm-hmm. Hey. So the time for you to wake up, it ain't today, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, all these things that's going on in the world, I mean, I'm going to take a little snippet and then I'm going to get out of here. You're going to throw a curveball of somebody's love life just so you won't get prosecuted. And that's all I'm saying. Mm. And the court's going to entertain it. Mm. What has Americans come to? Mm. How we expect not only our allies to respect us, but how you expect the enemies to fear and respect us when we're not fearing and respecting ourselves? I'm going to say that again. How do you expect our allies to respect us? Mm-hmm. And how do you expect our enemies to respect and fear us when we don't respect and fear ourselves? It's a soap opera.
To say the least.
And that's just being general. It's just straight chaos trying to be get chaos to high chaos. Mm-hmm. That equation doesn't equal to anything equitable or profitable or anything I want in my vocabulary or in my wallet, pocket, or in anything near me. I can't hear nobody.
Right.
So I'm going to quote my boy Ice Cube, and I'm going to be out of here. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Or God have mercy on you. But know who's the boss. Because at the end of the day, Revelations 4:11 said it best. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Man, we just a stepping stone. Don't think for a second that you created anything. To God be the glory.
Father, we thank you for the word on tonight, God. We ask you that we would keep it, God, that we would let it fall on good ground, Father God, that we would take root and apply it, God. And as we leave this place, God, we ask that you would touch the man of God for all that he gave out. Father God, that you would, Lord God, allow those, Lord God, who hear it, Lord God, to utilize it, Lord God, and remember, Lord God, where it came from, the vessel that it came from, Lord God, that they would see fit to send a blessing, Father. God, we say thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah to God with the glory. Next, the 17th of March, we will have a live presentation from my nephew, Kyle Miller, and we will have a short service beforehand as he delivers his presentation. Amen. Don't miss it. March 17th, 10 a.m. Be there, be square. Amen. In the meantime, this is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, Pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC and the Pastor of the Church Without Walls. Mm-hmm. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, because thy word got ahead of my heart, that I might not sin against thee, and let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe.